Today's podcast is sponsored by Security Unlocked, a new podcast from Microsoft focusing on artificial intelligence, machine learning, and security. Check out the links in the description, or you can check out Paul's face sitting there. Yeah. That was a little aggressive on my end, but you know what?
How you doing?
So, I'm now blaming everything that happens in my life to Cosmic Bit Flip. That is my new thing.
I appreciate you taking the heat off of me for once. What has happened?
When I went to turn on this computer, this lovely machine that sits on this desk and powers this display and
puts does nothing else for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
That machine? Yeah. Is that where this is going?
I turned it on and I was logged out of everything. Not just Microsoft stuff, but also like my Google stuff and like everything. So,
sorry, that happens, you know.
So, for those who aren't familiar with Cosmic Bit Flip, this is actually a real issue on airplanes. I'm assuming elsewhere too, but that's where I learned about it was on airplanes. Is that you have code and bits going through your network and stuff or whatever, and then there's cosmic rays coming down, and they can actually interfere with some of that information. And occasionally, it can like flip a bit. That's what's called cosmic bit flip. And so, why'd it break? Well, the universe said, today's the day the piece of radiation hits that little zero, makes it a one, turns your life upside down. Next thing you know, you're in a sitcom about.
Maybe that's what happened to the first Surface Book.
That was more like a sledgehammer bit. Well, let's put it this way. If there was that much radiation flipping bits in the Surface Book 1, I think we would all be dead.
You could imagine it causing power management issues. You know, that'd be one of the ways this would surface. See what I did?
Anyways, we got Ignite next week. 2 through 4.
All of a sudden.
Digital. You can click a link.
This doesn't preclude there being an Ignite at the end of the year, right? This is like the second Ignite.
But it's weird though, because it's the second of Ignite of 2020, but it's the first Ignite of 2021.
Yeah. Yep.
Unless you go off of Microsoft fiscal year, then, but then this would actually be 2021 anyways. Never mind. That doesn't work. I was trying to help him out.
Yeah. Well, I found it interesting last fall when they announced they were doing this, that they had enough to support two shows. So next week should be interesting.
Yes. And then we all thought too, that this might be like the end of build or not the end of build, but like, I mean,
maybe, yeah.
Build is in build's like 2 months. Well, month and a half. So I don't know.
We don't actually know, do we? I mean, it's usually in May.
Yeah. But I can tell you one thing, it's not going to be in Seattle. Well, we'll be in Seattle, I guess, technically, but we won't. We won't be there.
Not in May.
No, not in May. Yeah. Yep. Anyways, not in May. Hopefully nobody tried to play Xbox last. Well, actually, I guess eventually, depending on where you are in the world, it eventually worked about at 8:30 p.m. But
so here's the funny bit. It would have been okay for me. I did not try to play Xbox last night. Mm-hmm. In fact, I didn't even really hear about this until this morning. But it turns out if you were signed in. You were fine, right? It was people who just turned it on and it had to sign in right there. And that's what was failing. So, you know, if you were waiting all day and 7 o'clock came along or whatever, and you're like, here we go, baby. Hope you had a book.
That was me. Just wanted to
see. That's why I don't play at night. I play during the day. That's not why. it's nothing to do with why, really. But.
Nostradamus over there with his predictions of Xbox Live. Well, we don't know why it went down. Microsoft hasn't said. There was some tweets going on about potentially it was part of a larger scale like DDoS attack, not necessarily just against Microsoft, but against a bunch of different companies. Nobody's really said anything, so we can just go off of speculation, which is how also, we've made our careers.
Right. I'll inject a little bit of good news into this, as I always do. I can't even say it with a straight face. If you think back to the beginning of the pandemic, there were actually a couple of outages that happened probably last March or something, right? And you know, given the time we were heading into at the time, it was like, oh my God, this is like a huge concern. And then actually Xbox was up for the rest of the year. And
yeah,
a lot of times you experience a Christmas morning problem related to all the people probably, you know, downloading games and whatever. And that didn't even happen, even with the new console launches. You know, Christmas and the holidays kind of came and went.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. So, I mean, honestly, you know, this is random. It's too bad. I mean, but yeah. it's like a Thursday night. I mean, you know, nobody wants an outage. Don't get me wrong.
Right,
but I mean,
right.
Honestly, they have a pretty good track record, I'd say, recently, you know?
We say this and then it's going to be down all weekend. And every time I log in, I'm like, throw
it. If it's down over the weekend. Because, no, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. The other fun thing, and I actually did a much longer write-up about this than I really initially thought. So Call of Duty put out a huge update. Not a huge update. Big update for like the game, whatever. Season 2 stuff dropped for Warzone and Black Ops, whatever, Cold War. But the funny part is that they said PlayStation 4 owners with 500 gig drives, you can't install both games. And if you want any other games on your drive, just don't. Like, you can have a Call of Duty box. Or,
well, I mean, this is the problem with the Xbox Series S.
Yeah. Oh, it absolutely is.
And, you know, not that like I'm testing it every day, but I mean, you know, one of the things you kind of test when you go through with it, it's like, well, how many games can you even put on this thing? And at the time I was playing Call of Duty, and when you have the latest Call of Duty, the what's it called? Cold War,
mm-hmm.
plus Warzone, well, plus Modern Warfare. That's the hard drive, right? The storage. I mean, that's it. You know, that's pretty much it. So it's going to be a problem for Xbox as well.
At least, I mean, it's not a good solution, really. At least on Xbox, you can expand the storage with those drives. But they're really expensive is the problem.
Yeah. And there's no choice, right? There's the one unit. Sony said, and I don't remember the context of this, but they are going to release the ability to, or provide the ability to upgrade the storage in the PlayStation 5 as well. And I mm-hmm. guess it's via an M2 slot. So you'll have to take off the plastic case and you'll be able to put something in there. And that's good. I mean, it's way better than nothing. So at least you can do it.
You can't do it right now though, but you will be able to, like, cause I think they have to certify, or there's only going to be certain drives that are going to be allowed, quote unquote, because I think they have to have certain performance characteristics, or Sony just wants to twist their arm and say, hey, you want that thing? You got to pay us some dollars.
Yeah. And like everyone else on Earth, I don't have a PlayStation 5, but my understanding is that it has the same system that we have on the Xbox Series X and S, where you can attach an external drive to it, but it mm-hmm. can only play legacy games. So in this case, PS4 games, I guess, right? Or is it older games too? I'm not even sure, but I know on the Xbox, the new Xbox consoles, you can plug in a USB 3 hard drive. You can put Xbox One games on it or older games.
Yeah. Other things you can do here, Paul. Whoops. Oh, I've
nailed it.
I nailed it. Anyways, that was going to be a thrilling end here, not to the podcast, but to my friends over at Microsoft Evangelist, Nick and Talia. I have a new podcast called Security Unlocked, where they take a closer look at the latest innovations in threat intelligence, security research, and data science, with a special focus on demystifying artificial intelligence and machine learning. They actually put out another episode this week called Judging a Bug by Its Title, where they talk about ML and really diving into bug categorization and using smarter things than me to help categorize that stuff. I have not listened to this one yet because it just came out, I think, a day or two ago. But this is, I believe, their last sponsored mid-roll read. We want to make sure to give them a big thanks and check out those links. And
mm-hmm.
Nick and Natalia are good peoples at the Microsofts.
You know, it's not good peoples.
If it's me, I don't want to hear it. If it's...
I'll go with that.
You might totally
there was
just
a Mark Zuckerberg joke in there somewhere. Half formed.
Yes. What else is going on though? There was something else I was going to tell you because I know I've completely forgot. I know that HP bought part of HyperX, which is a gaming peripheral company. They didn't buy, which missed a lot of the headlines. They didn't buy like the drives and other stuff from, because I believe Kingston owned them, and so I think they just bought like the headphones and peripherals, not the drive brand or anything like that. So
that makes sense to me. You know, HP's got a strong gaming PC business and a good brand in Omen. They make everything. They make back PCs, gaming chairs, type things, you know, curved display. They have the whole gamut, you know. They have that incredible Omen X machine, right?
Yeah.
Literally shaped in an X. Yeah, good stuff.
I wonder if they're planning to kill that brand, the HyperX brand, because Omen is, I mean, at least in my opinion, it's a relatively strong brand that they've built over the years.
I think so. Yeah, what else is out there? Like the Predator, is that a...
Asus.
Okay.
And then there's Alienware.
Alienware, yeah.
Long time.
Lenovo has a gaming PC line as well.
Legion, I think.
Legion, yeah, there you go.
I know all these and I have no idea why. But then, didn't HP buy Voodoo? I mean, Voodoo graphics long time ago.
Right. If they did, they obviously got rid of the brand because you don't see that anymore. But that sounds familiar.
Who was it? Because what's the guy? Somebody I know the did. Guy who started the company. What was his name?
That's probably what Omen came out of, I would imagine.
It
was probably a response to the Alienware thing over at Dell, I'm guessing. Yeah.
I think it was HP. Yeah, HP completes Voodoo PC acquisition. What year was this? Mm-hmm. Is the link even going to open? What year was this? September 28th, but they don't list the year. That's a crime.
It's
effective November 1st. It was announced September 28th. But what year? What if you go to voodoopc.com? Is that URL still up? Nope. Just redirects to HP and is a dead link.
It was acquired by Hewlett Packard in 2006.
There we go.
And then Alienware. It feels like it was longer ago than that.
Oh yeah, the other thing I was going to remember too, which is a very important topic, is that Indonesia is getting a new Azure data center, or data center region, I should say, which is typically at least two data centers. We'll see, and that pushes Microsoft up over. Actually, I think they're already over 60, but quite a few.
Cool.
Very cool. What are you doing this weekend, Paul?
It's probably where my xCloud games are streaming from, Indonesia.
The data center's not even built yet.
I've been spending a lot of time lately updating the book. I'm going to do more of that. I've got a bunch of machine review stuff to get to, including one I completely zoned on, which I'm embarrassed by, but that'll be up over the weekend. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. When you realize that my first impressions article was like 6 months ago, you'll see the problem. But anyway, catching up on that stuff. So that's pretty much it. What do you got going on?
I think horses, that is back in action, at least as far as I know, until my wife tells me otherwise. We haven't gotten to ride the ponies in 2 weeks because it's been too cold or snowy or something. But then I think swim lessons start this weekend. I don't know. It's indoor. Like they've been completely locked down, like not happening for probably
seems
a year
like a
now.
Pool would be a relatively safe.
Yeah, well, you figure there's so much chlorine in the air anyways.
Yeah, just take some deep swigs. You'll be fine.
It's healthy for you. Other than that, I don't know. I was hoping that the weather is going to be a little bit better, but I think it's just going to be kind of overcast. Like when the sun is out, I'm much more willing to go stand out in it than I am.
Yeah. We usually walk by this path or on this path by a creek, and we haven't been able to get down there for over 3 weeks because of all the snow. But we actually did go down there today, and it was barely passable. I mean, it was a bit more cardio than I was hoping for, but it was just kind of fun to get down there again because it's been, you know, just so long. So I think we're getting some melting. We have some bare patches under the trees here and there. You can actually see some grass. I mean, and then you look over 2 feet, and there's like 2 feet of snow. I mean, it depends on you gotta look at the right place, you know, to kind of see it. But a couple little sprouts coming out.
Yeah, I think most of ours is gone, but now it's just looks like hay in our front yard because the grass.
I still have a 4 foot snowbank from the plow. You know,
well, those are your problems, not my problems. But today's podcast was brought to you by Security Unlocked. We want to give a big shout out to them. You can find links in the description and make sure to click them, listen, subscribe, do all that good stuff. We'll catch all of you right back here on Monday, the day before Ignite.
Ring the bell and smash the other thing.
Your face?